Do you fear or trust when the road is scary? Guys, start praying now. Though my husband said these words, I'm confident each of us in that car prayed vehemently on our own before he uttered a word. The situation wasn't one that left an option other than to pray for God's hand of protection and guidance. The silence in the car was loud. I broke the silence as I prayed out loud. Steve's hands gripped the steering wheel as he focused on driving our car out of the Rocky Mountains of Colorado through a snowstorm that left the roads a sheet of ice covered by snow. Our van slipped along the road, desperately seeking traction and finding none. Steve's parents were ahead of us. At one point, we began the ascent uphill and our car slowed to a crawl of no more than 7 miles per hour. Our prayers intensified as we asked God for an army of angels to get us up the hill, to push the van, to not let us come to a stop, as we knew once we stopped moving, we were done. We asked for barriers of protection around our cars to make us untouchable. The GPS showed 47 more miles of mountainous, snowy, icy terrain. The silence breaking in between times of out loud prayer became deafening. My hands drenched the seat I clutched. Then, the Lord brought His word back to me. The portion of scripture I read that very morning, during my quiet time before we left our ski vacation headed for home. The verse that hangs above my son's bed. A verse that calls me to remember. To remember who God says He is. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. My breathing began to slow. My grip loosened on the van seat. I began to instruct my heart and mind with truth. He is here. He is on this mountain with me. He is with me wherever I go. He sees what I can't see. He tells me not to be afraid. I have the God of the universe with me. I began to remember. I remembered who He is. I remembered what He has done. I remembered what He promises. And I remembered the armor He instructs me to put on. I remember reading in Beth Moore's book, Praying God's Word, how she quoted Francis Frangipane in The Three Battlegrounds as saying that our peace is a secret weapon against the devil. Peace in the face of fear tells the devil he can't bully us. We are rooted and grounded by the very Word of God. We can't be shaken because God can't be shaken. I remembered that I don't have to become a victim of my circumstances. I have a choice to rise above the fear. For 50 miles, we prayed. We never stopped. The car was complete silence other than times of praying out loud. All of a sudden, the roads turned from complete ice to wet slush. Our vision ahead became clearer. The falling snow decreased in intensity. We became more confident in our car's ability to deliver us safely, knowing completely it is the Lord who truly delivers us no matter the circumstance. A road sign just ahead flashed a message so startling I raced for my camera, unable to capture it in time. The neon road sign read, "Warning, bright sunshine ahead." And just like that, the sun shone with all its glory. The roads boasted in their dryness. Every single thing looked 100% different in a split second. What if I always kept in mind that the road ahead always has bright sunshine when we are led by God? Life shifts in microseconds. 1 minute, you are praying for your life in a snowstorm. The next, you're standing in the sun. 1 minute, you are in the dry land. The next, you're covered by the clouds. If I knew at the beginning of our dangerous journey that within an hour, the shining sun would be the biggest threat, maybe I would have breathed a little easier. The fact is, God guides us for the steps we will take, but we can't see too far ahead. It's a practice of faith. A discipline of trusting in Him when we can't see where we are going. We were never promised this life would be easy or look the way we want. What we are promised is that we have a God who goes with us wherever we go. And on the day we stand with Him in eternity, that is the moment we will know it was all worth it. An hour and a half later, we pulled in McDonald's to meet up with Steve's parents, each of us in our own personal state of shock, each knowing it was the hand of God alone that delivered us. On the drive later that day, Andrew said, "You know how I got through that drive? I just tried to do like Peter when he walked on the water. I just imagined I was looking into Jesus' eyes and kept looking there." Beautiful. He's here with us. We know this, but in the heat of the moment, we forget. May we practice the art of remembrance. Remembering who God is as revealed through His Word. This is the theme of my heart these days. I shared with you a couple of weeks ago that I'm working on a new audio devotion titled Illuminate, Seeing God by the Light of His Word. A 14-day devotion intended for us to journey together closer to the very heart of the truth of who God is. We know Him, yet we forget on a daily basis who He really is. In order to strengthen us in the battle of life, we will practice remembering together. Illuminate is almost ready for you, and I absolutely can't wait. Stay tuned this week as I share details about release dates and what you can expect. Be sure to share with your friends so they can be on the lookout. Illuminate will be released here on the blog, but you must sign up for email updates so you don't miss it. And if you're listening to the audio portion of this, you can visit my blog at www.renee-robinson.com.